Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. Of what they are doing to Donald Trump, and when you think about it, not only if they can do this to Donald Trump, and they've done this to Rudy Giuliani, they have done it to several people. Friends of Donald Trump, Roger Stone. And what they did to him, they called CNN and said, hey, yeah, man, we're going to get these guys. Yeah, put it on camera. We're going to really get them. Yeah, you got him, all right. Bankrupted him. Now you're bankrupting Rudy Giuliani. You're trying your best to bankrupt Donald Trump. This $83 million plus the other $5 million. I mean, what in the hell? First of all, this woman has a history of some pretty weird things. And if you listen to her talk, if you are really, seriously that slow, that obtuse, that then, you know, there's a problem. But I don't think it's she's that slow, that obtuse. The scary thing is she actually believes it. That is what makes this whole thing so difficult with Democrats. They have got themselves convinced. The television has done a magnificent job. I stopped watching television a long time ago. I can barely watch, you know, news. You have to do a lot of reading, but you can barely read because it's all just blah, 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 blah. No story. Where's the weenie? Where is the weenie? I'm looking at a stale bun and all these sour condiments, but I see no weenie. I want the weenie. Where is it? Well, you don't have it. Why? Well, because you didn't ask any questions. Why would I? I don't want to upset them. Then I'll never get an interview where they still don't tell me anything. What? I mean, come on, guys. There is, you know, as Rush Limbaugh used to bitch about, there is no journalistic curiosity. It is, well, I might have a little bit, but I can't cover that. Well, because then it might look racist or, you know, the boss wants me to cover all of this gobbly garbage crap over here. Junk. It's junk news. Watching that stupid Fox and Friends this morning, I just wanted to see some news because there's a lot of things, and we're going to cover it here. But there is a lot of things happening in the world right now. Well, Fox News, when I turned it on, I had it on early this morning. I've been up since like 4. But I really wasn't paying too much attention. But I went back to it, and of course, we have to talk about Taylor Swift. Now, okay, fine. There are times to talk about Taylor Swift and her love affair with Travis Kelce. I don't care. I'm a football fan. I'm a huge fan. And, oh, man, I did nothing but eat guacamole and watch football yesterday. Congratulations, Chiefs, because this is going exactly as planned. The Kansas City Chiefs were to beat Baltimore because I hate Baltimore. And the 49ers are going to humiliate the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to see Travis. I want to see Patrick. I want to see him on the sidelines. I want to see him crying like little babies. I want to see old Mrs. Mahomes and soon to be Mrs. Kelce. I want to see them, both of them crying. Taylor's going to write a song about it. Oh, yay. But anyway, getting back to why we are here. And see, this is another thing. Everybody wants to talk about everything else other than what needs to be talked about. I'm just merely making a point. I don't have a problem with Taylor Swift and showing her at the stupid games or whatever, but we can't make it news where you tune on the news in the morning and you think, okay, there's a lot of stuff going on. We got bombed yesterday, killed 3 of our men, 24, 25, are badly injured. And we know it's Iran, and there's only been exactly 160 times, say that number one more time, 160 times Iran has attacked the United States since October. See, what happened in the first part of October over there? Oh, yeah, that's right. Palestinians flew out of the sky, started shooting people. But it's Israel that is well, committing genocide on the Palestinians. All righty then. I'm glad you're informed. You're an idiot. But this case about Donald Trump, first of all, and what is going on with the New York case? What the hell's going on with that? You had a couple of days, and then you're taking weeks off, and then you have another. What the hell is that? How long can a trial be for a guy who takes out a loan, tells the bank, my property's worth this much, the bank goes out and takes a look at it, goes, yeah, okay, I can see that, all right, I'll give you a loan for this much. He takes the money, he pays it back, and now we have to take him to court because this judge decided that, well, he lied about his property. Property's not worth that much, it's only worth this. Well, if that's all you'll pay for it, the market decides how much it's worth. Now, I have done, literally, I have done a lot of loans. I have put them together. I've done them. I know how they work. I've had to go out and look before I brought it back to the boss to say it's worthy of bringing somebody out there who knows. So you have to appraise. It's up to the bank to appraise the collateral. I've looked at a lot of stuff, cars, this, that, and everything else. There's all kinds of stuff you can use for collateral. Homes, property, I mean, planes, anything. If the person or the entity that is loaning you the money is okay with it, there is no crime. It's up to the bank to decide, okay, I'm looking at this property. He's telling me it's worth $14 million. I've had appraisers who say it's only worth 10. But if you can show legitimate, let's say, interest in the thing, and the market will be a lot higher. But if the bank says it's only worth 10 and you're saying it's worth 14, well, if you could come down to 12, or if Donald Trump or anybody who's taken out the loan says, all right, well, is you only going to give me 10? I'll take 10. I know the property's worth more, but I'll take the 10 because I know I'm going to pay it back. And a lot of times I'm going to pay it back early. The bank has been doing business with this man for several years. He's a great client. They know him. They trust him. If they did not, if they did not trust him, they wouldn't be giving him loans. Banks don't just do that unless the government orders them to give money to Democrat friends and donors and whatnot or themselves. But this whole thing, all of this stuff is just an attempt to harass Donald Trump. See, now what it's the same thing they did with Sarah Palin. Now, you can say whatever you want to about Sarah Palin. She's folksy, this and that, whatever. Bum, 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 bum. I don't care. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. What they did to her is the whole point. What they did to her, they brought all of these fancy, schmancy, young punk little bitch lawyers. That's all they were. Useful idiots. They go down there and they just make up all these lawsuits and she has to defend herself. Well, there's only, you know, lawyers are expensive and she couldn't do it. So she had to resign. She resigned and guess what happened? All the lawsuits went away. I thought, wait a minute, if this is such a lawsuit, such a big lawsuit, it is such a big to-do that we've got to take this to court and we've got to punish her. Then why are you dropping it when she resigns? Well, that's the whole point. That's what they wanted her to do. They wanted her out. This is how Democrats operate. If you're not part of the party, then we have to do everything we can, legal or otherwise, to get you out. And why? Well, because they don't believe in democracy. If they believed in democracy, they would let the people decide who gets in and who gets out. If your message is so much better than ours, well, then fine. The people will see that. But when you force it upon people and punish people if they don't comply, that is, you're not gaining the hearts and minds. You might be gaining fear in some of these people. But see, fear is not respect. Fear is not respect. They got that confused. Because fear can do a lot of crazy things. You get back in a corner. That fear is going to turn to absolute total disrespect. Me or you kind of a deal. But these cases are just designed to bankrupt him because they know they can't beat him in the polls. They know that. They know that they did not win the election last year, please. First of all, if you hear the number 81 million people voted for Joe Biden, as soon as you hear that, if you're really that slow and obtuse, and you really have yourself convinced because the television told you, and your little friends told you, and you can't go to any parties and all, they're not going to like me, the other school teachers in the school, so I got to just comply. And plus, they said it on television. Yeah, made by TV Democrats. But if you really, really believe that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, you have no business being a voter. You have no business being in a conversation about anything relating to voting. I'm sorry, but you're an idiot. An abject idiot. There is no way in hell. If anybody got 81 million votes, it was Donald Trump. He points out, hey, wait a minute. That election in Georgia, there's a lot of funky things that went on, and we got all this video to back it up. So what do? Well, instead of going after the people who were caught kicking out the Republicans, then when everybody's gone, the coast is clear, except for that video camera. They reach down to the big desk there and pull out all these other boxes of votes, the suitcases of votes. You got one of them over there running it through the machine like three or four times. It was a mother-daughter combo. Well, because, and it's caught on video, you can clearly see them committing a crime. And Rudy Giuliani dared to say she committed a crime. Nope, he gets sued. Donald Trump said, this woman is a liar. Give me one politician who has ever been accused of sexual harassment or rape, Bill Clinton, that did not say she was a liar. They all say it. But Donald Trump says it, and now he's got to be sued for $83 million because this bimbo made it up? Well, I've got a list of, wait a minute, I just said the F word to a liberal. They hate that word. Like a Knights of St. Knee. Oh, you said it. Oh, I said it again. No, I said it. I can't stop saying it. Oh, no. Can't say the F word around a liberal. Blows their mind. They don't understand it. It's actually above them. They can't process it because the television didn't program them to process fact. But here are some facts you won't see on the Jake Tapper show. What the hell happened to him? He was almost a little bit sensible. Now he's off the rails, the poor guy. He's lost it. I wonder if they have stuff on these people. I mean, how do you go just completely off the absolute deep end over Donald Trump? What are you afraid of? A good economy? Strength? our military? Do you really think the Ukraine war would be happening right now if Donald Trump was president? Probably not. Do you really think our servicemen who got bombed by a drone would have happened the other day? Probably not. I'm going to go ahead and say no. Would we have inflation? No. Look, we had actual liberal lockdowns where they locked down everything, all the liberal states. Got to lock down, lock down, lock down. We still didn't have inflation. Oh, but they used the supply chain. Well, see, it wasn't working. So they thought it was, they wanted to disrupt commerce. Well, that wasn't working. So let's not let any ships into the ports because the trucks are, well, a year too old. So no truck can get in. They did all kinds of stuff. There was no supply chain problem. That supply chain problem was by design. Again, if you're slow and obtuse, you wouldn't understand that. And you think what I'm saying is misinformation, fake news. I don't want to sit here and listen to a liberal say fake news or misinformation. That's everything about them. There is nothing genuine about liberals. Nothing. Liberalism itself, there's nothing genuine. It's what, well, if it feels good today, okay, it's a law. If it feels bad tomorrow, oh, no, we can't have that. Everybody gets to make up their own laws. Well, that would be nice, but might be a little, well, could have some problems. Let's just put it that way. Well, let's find out a little bit about this. What's her name? She got a initials for a name. She's an idiot. What is it? E. coli something, Carol. What the hell's her name? Let's see, where is it? E. Jean Carroll, that's it. E. Jean. I mean, she looks like... She's got that in her eyes. She looks, well, I don't know. The woman's not all there. Let's put it that way. She's missing a couple of screws. You know, a couple of brackets, you know, maybe a couple of belts. Maybe a little oil, you know, some grease, something. I mean, girl needs a long, long vacation. But anyway, here's a couple of facts about this broad. And by the way, she named her cat Vagina. Whatever. How do you know? This is what she tweeted. How do you know your unwanted sexual advance is unwanted until you advance it? What? I mean, she's supposed to be some sex advice columnist or some kind of, I don't know, some kind of something, 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 but she's a kook. She's an absolute kook. Any jury that is going to believe this bimbo, I mean, come on. Don't sit here and tell me that was a legitimate jury. Who were these jurors? Oh, we got to keep that secret for, you know, safety. So you can bring anybody in you want. Nobody gets to know who they are. They decide a case the way you want it. And then we can't find out anything about anybody? What? No, that's not how it's supposed to work. I mean, what a sham. I wonder how much the jury was awarded. Who paid them? Well, that would be George Soros. You've heard of that guy. Well, his son is doing a lot of it. And where are they getting all their money from? This is what I'd like to know. How do they have just an endless supply of money unless they steal it? Right. All right. Fact number one about this broad. Bergdorf Goodman, you know, a big store like that, fancy schmancy store in New York, has no surveillance video of the alleged incident. Well, of course, because they, you know, tape over it every week. There are zero witnesses to the alleged sexual attack. She first came forward with the allegations while promoting her book, What Do We Need Men For? Well, to pay you so you can just be as stupid as you want. That was in 2019, which featured a list of the most hideous men in my life. Well, you're one of the most hideous women in life, period. So shut up. And by the way, you know, this is the thing, you know, a case like this, you know, a sexual harassment, rape kind of case. This is where, you know, I'm going to have to say the F word again, liberals. So if you're out there listening, just, you know, cover your ears, you know, cover your children's ears. But facts play a huge role in cases like this. But if you don't know the facts, can't remember the facts, oh, but she's honest. Another bimbo, they're trying to do that against Kavanaugh, couldn't remember the street, couldn't remember the house, the person who was there, couldn't remember nothing. But I was raped. Yeah. All right. Well, this broad was unable to remember. Well, I don't know. I've been so busy, you know, with my sex column and all. Unable to remember when this alleged attack even occurred. Can't remember. I don't know. But I know what happened. She told her lawyer in 2023, this question, she says, this is all quotationed. This question, the when, the date, has been something I have been constantly trying to pin down. I just can't. I just can't come up with it in my mind. I just can't make it up. I need help. She has jumped in years. Been this year, it's been that way. Originally beginning in 1994, then 95. And then going to 1996. Do I hear 97, sold for 1996 to E. Jean Carroll. She can't even remember the season in which the alleged attack occurred. Well, were your nipples hard? Well, that would be winter. The Donna Karan blazer dress that she claims to have worn and claims also she, Monica Lewinsky, did. That's probably where she got this idea from. And we're going to get to why I said that a little bit later. Well, the dress she claims to have worn during the alleged incident was not even available at the time. Whoa, wait a minute. What? So that dress didn't come out until much later? What? She said, this is the dress I wore in 1994. They went back, they checked. The dress wasn't even made in 1994, said by Trump's attorney. And that's why the dates moved around. This is the 80s. Is it the 90s? Is it the 2000s? Well, we don't know. She doesn't know. She made it up. Is she getting paid for this? And how much of that $83 million, if she were to get it, which I don't think she's going to get. But I wonder how much of that $83 million, if she were to get it, would go into other people's hands that, you know, well, the jury needs to get paid. Other people who set it up, they're going to need to get paid. I mean, this girl's going to be left with probably nothing. They used her. She's an idiot. But if you're gonna pimp yourself out like that, you deserve anything that's coming your way. And girl, you know. And the same thing with what happened with Rudy Giuliani. I mean, that is ridiculous. That man-woman combo, or a mother-daughter combo, literally stealing the election in Georgia. But you can't say anything about it because that would be racist because they're black. What the hell does that have anything to do with anything? No mean. Every time a black person commits a crime and a white person sees them do it and has it on video, and the white person is stupid enough to say, hey, I've got you on video committing a crime, here it is. Well, it's the white man's fault. It's racist. You wouldn't have done that to a white man. What? I mean, that is just, you're an idiot. She never came forward. This is number six. I guess there's like a dozen of these. Let's see how many. Yeah, wow. 13, 14, 15. 15! 15 itemized facts. You can't hear. You can't see. You can't read. Well, we can't have that. It might make real women who are really raped not come forward, so we just have to believe her. What? I mean, that kind of thinking. No, 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 no. Fake allegations against somebody, especially sexual assault or rape, which I don't know what the hell the difference is, but whatever. I guess if you use your fingers, it's sexual assault. But if you use your jimmy, that is rape. But other women say that, oh, you gave me that look. That's rape. Well, she never came forward, number six. She never came forward with these allegations over the years, despite constant being open about sexuality, posting things that were very sexual in nature on social media. Many of which Trump has shared. Whoa, what? They include remarks such as, how do you know your unwanted sexual advance is unwanted until you advance it? Sex tip I learned from my dog, she writes, or texts, or tweets, or whatever the X now, I guess, is X now? I don't know. That stupid tweet. I could never get into it. But she tweets, sex tip I learned from my dog. When in heat, chase the male until he collapses with exhaustion. Then jump him. Well, wow. Well, she said she was never raped, telling the New York Times, I wasn't raped. Oh, no. Every woman gets to choose her word. See, again, everybody gets to decide what... Every woman gets to choose how she describes it. So if some guy looks at her, she can say rape, and you have to agree with him because she looks at that glance as rape, and I can't say, no, that's not rape. What? This is my way of saying it, she says. This is my word. My word is fight. My word is not the victim word. Yeah, I love how they love to say that. Oh, I'm not a victim. I'm not this, but yeah, really, I am. This woman is a kook. She's a nut. An absolute nut job. I have not been raped. I have. Something has not been done to me. I fought. That's the thing. Oh, I'm a fighter. I fought him away, but wait a minute. I thought he, at one point you said he ejaculated on the dress or got something on the dress. Named her cat vagina. Well, I mean, who's that? That kook, Shallow Hal. What's her name? I don't know. I never thought she was all that. But anyway, she has candles that smells like her vagina. Ugh, probably smells like the bilge water off a tuna boat. She's a skank. Oh, some women, yeah, okay, I could probably put a candle in, you know, but why would you do that? You're an idiot. That's the whole point. You're an idiot. Well, Joe Tacopina, attorney for Trump, pointed out in May of 2023 that Carroll's entire story has incredible similarities. Now, get this. To a 2012 episode of Law and Order Special Victims Unit. In that episode, titled Theater and Tricks, an individual talks about a rape fantasy in Bergdorf Goodman, the same department store. Wow. Role play took place in the dressing room of Bergdorf's. While she was trying on lingerie, I would just burst in, the character in the episode said. The two were in the lingerie section, and Trump allegedly assaulted her in the dressing room. Oh, wow. Carol claimed to be aware of the episode, but denied watching it. Yeah. She also claims that the show was one of her favorite shows. She's aware of it, but didn't see it. How are you aware of it then? Oh, somebody told me. And why would they just happen to tell you about this one episode? For what reason? Unbelievable. Speaking of shows, number 10, Carol loved Trump's show, The Apprentice. Huh. So here it is. She loved the show. She's living in her own fantasy world. I mean, it's clearly obvious. You don't need to be a psychiatrist to figure out what's going on here. She got the idea because she loved Donald Trump. Of course, he's rich. She saw that Law and Order episode. Hey, I can do that too. And I know the Democrats are going to love me because all I got to do is say sexual assault on Donald Trump. And that's it. That's all they need. They immediately believe her. Oh, she's credible. And of course, Nikki Haley, she's out there. She's an idiot. Nikki, shut up. Oh, I absolutely trust this jury. I believe them. Yeah, they found the evidence that we didn't get to see. So, oh, yeah, right. Nobody got to see the evidence because there was none. It didn't happen. If it did, there'd be something. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Evidently, she made a joke associating sex with Bergdorf Goodman in a November 1993 edition of Elle. Elle. Ooh, that's a, you know, fashion women. I do like to read those kind of magazines. Well, not read them. I do like to look at pictures, man. I mean, women are beautiful. Men are ugly. Men are just flat out. They're hairy. They smell. They're skank. Sweaty, dirty, filthy. Filthy, filthy beasts. The women, they're all, you know, nice, clean shaved, you know, perfumed, and the hair, the makeup, the whole smash, the heels, the lingerie, the whole everything. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a man. Women are pretty. Women are sexy. Men are just, ugh, friggin' ugly. I don't know how you could be a homosexual and be a man. If I was a woman, I'd probably be a homosexual, because men are ugly. They're beasts. They sweat, and smell, they fart. They're nasty. Ah. Well, Carol is financially backed by anti-Trump Democrat mega donor Reid Hoffman, who has openly admitted to visiting convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's private island. Whoa, the plot thickens, doesn't it? Yeah. They're all tied in together. This is, look, they're all in this together. That's why they love that phrase. Oh, we're all in this together. No, we're not. I'm not together with you. And I never will be. Well, she's got a lot of big donors. And see, these are Democrats, liberal, where they get their money from to donate. I mean, God only knows. Who knows where this money is really coming from, how it's acquired. But it's just being passed around to everybody. Everybody takes their little piece of the pie, and it just keeps going around till everybody's full. Well, they're never full. And what they're doing to people, you need to understand, yeah, if it's that easy to do it to Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Roger Stone, I wonder how easy it would be if they could do it to me. Yeah. Pretty damn easy. Oh, but it'll never happen to me because I comply. I'm liberal and I hate Donald Trump. Oh no. Now here, I got a mask. I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear two. Because you are not a Democrat and comply with, I mean, their policies. But yet they're still out there blaming Donald Trump for the border. Oh, right now this is what they're saying. Republicans want chaos at the border. I mean, this is the Democrats actually saying that it's the Republicans who want chaos at the border. No, Democrats just want full amnesty. And nobody in their right minds is going to go with that. You're an idiot if you do. You're a stupid, stupid person if you do. So no one's going to go with that. And it's the same thing with, oh, it's a Republican shutdown. No, it's not the Republican shutdown. Because the Republicans want to be fiscally responsible and the Democrats don't want to comply with fiscal responsibility. It's the Republicans' fault because the Democrats didn't get to spend more money that we don't have. So we have to borrow more from China and we can't take care of the things that are right here in our own homeland, like the border. But it's the Republicans who want chaos. You're bringing these people over, and don't tell me that you're not. You have operatives making sure that they cross all over Mexico and get into the United States. And Canada, too. No one wants to talk about that. Well, here's something interesting. And see, this is how, you know, the Democrats work. They get these laws and they write these laws in certain ways so they can use them later down the road. These laws create crimes. They don't prevent crimes. Well, it's a law about the Adult Survivors Act from 2020-22. She conveniently pursued this suit in November following the law going into effect, which allowed her to avoid the statute of limitations for this case. Wow. So the Democrats passed some cockamamie Adult Survivors Act, whatever that is. I'm sure on the surface they try to word it where, you know, well, that makes sense. Sure, absolutely. Oh, yeah. But it's the stuff in the middle, the meat that no one reads. That's the stuff that you have to read. It's the stuff you don't read. So now this woman can come up, forget about statute of limitations, and just make something up. And you have to believe her. If you don't, well, look at you. You believe in rape. She's a victim. How do you know she's a victim? Were you there? Did you see it? Did you witness it? Then how do you know what happened? I have no idea what happened. But if something did happen, I mean, it just She can't remember anything. She does got the Bergdorf Goodman down. She's got that and a dressing room. Can't remember anything else, though. And she has several lies about everything. Her lawyer, evidently, was the judge was her lawyer's mentor. No, there's no conflict of interest of any kind, no. And Fanny Willis, no. She hires her, you know, boyfriend, you know. She's the other woman. This guy's supposedly married. Well, it's the ex-wife that's spilling the beans, and good for her. Good for her. I applaud you. Absolutely, I applaud you, girl. You go. Guy probably screwed you over the whole time you were married, and now it's payback time. Good for you, girl. Good for you. Paid this guy, who's never prosecuted a felony a day in his life. Not one felony case ever. But now he's supposed to go up and prosecute a former president of the United States. Really, really, really? Well, she gives him the job of supposedly interfering in the 2020 election, trying to overturn the results by what? Saying these results are bogus and here's the video to back it up? That somehow is a crime? Well, yeah, it is. If you're Donald Trump, if you're a Republican, if you accuse a Democrat, you goddamn right. And you're the criminal. You can't do that. And plus, she's a minority. And a woman. And she's obese. You can't say anything about her. You have to believe every word she says. What's wrong with you? Well, I got common sense and logic. I don't believe anything. Look, I'm the kind of guy, you tell me the sky is blue, well, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to check. And if that sky is any other color than blue, I'm going to come back and I'm going to demand an explanation. I'm not going to just take your word for it. Back it up or shut it up. Well, we don't have any proof. We don't have any evidence. But he did it. He did it. He's guilty.
He turned me into a newt. He's a witch. Burn him. Burn him.
These people have lost their, I mean, they have no sense of reality. They have no sense of what they are actually doing. If you think you're helping the Democrat brand, you might want to reconsider that conversation in your head and think a little harder. But they're still getting away with this crap. And you know they're going to find him guilty in New York, that Edgeron. That guy looks like a clown. Doesn't he? Doesn't he look like a clown? He looks like a clown to me, a clown. That dude's off his nut. And that Jack Smith, that guy, I don't know, man. That guy looks, there's something, his eyes, there's something evilish in his eyes. I don't know what it is. And I could just be mistaking his incompetence that he has in his eyes for evil. I don't know. Either way, it's still evil. You're that incompetent, and you're going to be prosecuting a former president. Yeah, a little evil. But, oh, Donald Trump is the evil one, yeah. And it's funny how Nancy Pelosi, did you guys, I don't know if anybody saw this. I didn't see the whole interview because you, first of all, Nancy Pelosi, when she speaks, there's no, I can't listen. And mumbles words. And yet she is over there telling that Donald Trump has a cognitive disability because he screwed up Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi. Huh. One time Donald Trump made a mistake, but yet Joe Biden has been going out all week tripping over his tongue. I don't even have a clue what he was even talking about. And the audience is, they're cheering. I think it's canned laughter. Why are you laughing at this? What is so funny? Are you laughing at the guy? You certainly don't know what he said. Nobody knows what he said. Don't try to sit here, I understood it perfectly. He said this and this and this. No, he did not. You're an idiot. He's incoherent. And you're cheering that on? Why? I think they got plants. I think they got people in the audience when he starts going down and losing it, that they cheer really loud. So, it makes it sound like, the crowd really knows what he's saying and they understand they're with one with him. And, but everybody can see right through it. It's bogus. The man is incoherent. Oh, but they got the greatest economy ever. We got high gas prices, high inflation. It's only going up. Oh, no, the economy's getting better every day because Joe's fixing it. No, Joe's the one who broke it. Day one, he got rid of us being energy independent. Think about that, energy independent. We did not need to buy any oil, not from Russia, not from the Middle East, not anywhere. And when you don't buy oil from the Middle East, they don't have enough money to buy their weapons. But when you buy their oil, they buy bombs. How do you people not understand that? Well, Donald Trump did. And he said, no more. We're drilling our own oil. We've got everything we need. We've got the most natural gas than anybody in the whole world. We have the most oil than anybody, more than Saudi Arabia, more than the Middle East. We've got the oil. There is no excuse why we are buying oil from Russia and then giving money to Ukraine. So we are, in a sense, funding the entire war, both sides. And for why? So Iran can keep bombing us and attacking us and killing us? What the hell is wrong with this man? Something is drastically, seriously messed up in his squash. The man is a nut. He's got no business being president. There is no way he got 81 million votes. And Kamala Harris, girl, please. Good God. And now they really want to, they're pushing him to run against Donald Trump? Are they going to try to cheat again? I think if they do, we're going to be watching them. We're not going to let them get away with it this time. And besides which, look, most Democrats don't like Joe Biden. He's an idiot. The Palestinian, Israel is committing genocide on Palestine. Yeah. Well, those nut jobs, they don't like Joe Biden. I can tell you right now, and I go to the supermarket, and I talk to people, I talk to, the old women, anybody, supermarket people are cool, It's like garage sale people, The women, they don't like Joe Biden. I'm here on Long Island, New York, Suffolk County. Now, half of Nassau County is liberal and half is Republican, but out here, yeah, there's pockets of liberalism, but overall, it's more conservative. And New York is actually more conservative than you may think. If it wasn't for New York City and half of Nassau County, New York would be all Republican. Upstate, once you get out of New York City, it's all conservative. But New York City jam-packs bazillions of people in there, and they're all going to vote Democrat, because if they don't, well, then they're, they can't, they're ostracized from the community. This is how these people are. If you have a different opinion than me, you have to be ostracized and kicked out of the community. You're not allowed. God almighty. Well, I'm about ready to wrap this up here in a few minutes. It is nice to come back to do a full two-hour show. We're going to have to be working on that. This was kind of impromptu. I just was pissed. I can't take this anymore. What they are doing to Donald Trump, I mean, one thing after another. I know he's not going to pay. He's going to win the election. But still, the fact that they're an actual case. Where in the hell is the Bar Association? Why is the Bar Association not stepping in and say, hey, Egeron, whatever your stupid name is, you clown-looking piece of crap. This is not a case, you moron. How about the attorneys? Why are you bringing this up? And you, the judge, why are you allowing that in your courtroom? All of you are fired. You're done. Give me your law licenses. You don't deserve them. You're out. Where is Congress? Congress can't intervene in this? I bet they can. Bet they can. Why aren't they doing something? Congress can impeach district attorneys. The states, if Congress can't do it, the states can most certainly do it. The federal cases, yes, Congress can do it, and Congress should do it. Are they doing it? No. But the state attorneys, should the states jump in? Well, they are with Fannie Willis. Thank God. This guy's been racking up over $400,000, going to all these vacations, taking her along, using taxpayer money. How are you building a case by going to the Bahamas and all of these fancy places? And you know they're not staying at no Motel 6. Yeah, we'll keep the light on for you. Yeah. So they're living in luxury off Georgia taxpayers' dime. So finally somebody's stepping up. And it's a bogus case anyway. They literally stole the election in Georgia, but they're blaming Donald Trump because he said, you stole it. Same thing with this case of this Carol, Jean E. Jean. It's the same thing. And they keep getting away with it. That is what is just, there's not enough resistance. There should be a lot more resistance. And when Fox News should be covering this kind of crap, they're covering Taylor freaking Swift. What are you kidding me? Where are people's heads? If you've got a news organization, this should be a top story here of what they're doing. This woman is clearly lying. Clearly has absolutely no evidence. Her story has changed a million times, has no recollection, can't remember anything. But the jury is going to award her $83 million, and you're going to say there's no corruption at all? 81 million votes? No, there's no corruption at all, Joe Biden, who campaigned from his basement? And Kamala Harris, who never got one vote in all of the primaries and caucuses, nobody voted for her. But yeah, she's somehow vice president. Oh. She's an idiot. Well, obviously Trump is going to appeal this case. I would hope so. But I want to see a little bit more resistance here. I mean, we're not the people that go burn the streets down because we didn't get our way. Oh, they keep shooting black people. Well, because they keep, attacking cops and attacking other people and killing other people and doing bad things. So, you know, give me this crap of George Floyd. George Floyd was a bum. This guy was a bad, bad dude. He was going to die that day regardless. That fentanyl was going to kill him. You got that much drugs in your system. If you don't die today, you're going to die tomorrow. You're going to die quick. You're not going to last very long. And he was claiming he couldn't breathe before the cops were even touching him. He did not die of a knee to the neck. If he was choking, how could you go 8.5 minutes? Usually when you're choking, you choke out after about a minute. You pass out. He went 8.5 minutes. Kicking, still kicking. If you're choking and you know they got this on you, aren't you going to calm down for a little bit and let them, hopefully you're going to release it and you're going to be cool? No. He wouldn't go into the car. He was kicking them, hitting them. They were just trying to get him down and calm him down. How were they supposed to know? This guy was obviously on stuff. The toxicology report showed he also had a bag of weed or a bag of whatever it was. I don't know if it was coke or heroin or whatever. It was a small little bag of white powder. Could have been anthrax. I don't know what was in it. But it probably wasn't sugar. And he drops it when that day he was arrested. He had his hands, you know. So and he's sitting on the sidewalk there. Camera picked that up. But what they did to this guy, just to say, hey, look at me, Mr. Negro, I'm not racist, look, I'm not racist, don't attack me, Mr. Negro, that's all this is. These white people are out of their freaking minds. They're blaming other white people for racism, so nobody sees their racism. If that's all you're thinking about and all you're talking about, racism, hate, well, that's the only thing that's in your mind. If it's in your mind, it's coming out your mouth, and it's in your heart. So I don't want to hear you. I mean, liberals, oh, we believe in peace and love, but they're all about hate and discontent. Liberals cannot function unless there's catastrophe. They don't have a catastrophe. They make them up. Yeah, let's set the supply chain and blame it on Donald Trump. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, sure. We get that done. Yeah. Yeah, let's not bring oil. Buy it from Russia. We can fund a war. We can give money to Ukraine so they don't spill the beans of all the corruption me and my family have been doing in Ukraine for years. And now we have 3 military men killed in Iran. Has he done anything yet? Benghazi. Look what happened to Benghazi. Oh. And Trey Gowdy, I lost a lot of respect for you. Sorry, dude. I used to like you. Oh, his big investigation. That was a hoax. And he knew it was going to be a hoax. Oh, the president said, do everything you can. So that was the president giving an order. No, that is not an order. And look, there's 2 parts to an order, number one. The first part of the order is to give the order specific. You don't just say, oh, do everything you can. Well, a little vague. You need to give an order. Now, the second part, the most important part of the order, is not the actual giving of the order, but making 100% sure that that order is carried out. Because that is the number one responsibility of a president. Is to make sure that all laws are carried out. Well, it's the same thing with an order. You give an order. If a general gives an order, and his majors and lieutenants and sergeants and privates don't follow it, and they do nothing about it, that's not much of a general, is it? That's not really an order. You have to follow up and make sure that that order is carried out. That is an order. Oh, just do everything you can. And leave me and Michael alone. We're going to get drunk. Where the hell was the president when this was going on? Still don't know. They're covering up for him. I think he was drunk having a wild sex party with his husband, Michael. They make me sick, those people. Democrats are just filthy people. They're dirty. Just watching Hillary on television just makes your skin crawl. You have to take a shower after just looking at her. And then, of course, there's, you know, Chelsea. Poor thing. But look, how many more times does Iran have to keep attacking us? How many more times do we have to keep giving Iran millions and billions of dollars like Obama and Biden both did? What does Iran have on Joe Biden and Barack Obama? What? What? Is it the same kind of thing that Ukraine has on Joe Biden? Does Ukraine have something on Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the like? Is it just Joe Biden, or is there a few more of them in there? Are there Republicans? Who knows? Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. I have no idea, but if the truth came out, I would not be one bit surprised. Well, Tom Cotton is pissed, and thank God somebody is. Somebody in Congress is upset. Joe Biden emboldened Iran for years by tolerating attacks on troops, bribing the Ayatollahs with billions of dollars, appeasing them to no end. You know, I remember the Ayatollahs when I was a kid. And I remember the hostages. I think it started in 79, and, well, it was pretty much Ronald Reagan who got them out. I know Jimmy Carter tried to send for a couple of helicopters. And I knew that story was bogus when I was a kid. I think I was in, like, ninth grade. I was like, this is not real. This is bogus. They send over a helicopter, but it just happened to crash. Yeah, when I was listening to it on the news, I'm sitting there listening going, this is bogus. This is a cover story. I mean, I'm a kid. I can tell. It was bogus. They didn't send anybody over there. Who knows if they actually lost a helicopter or anybody died. I have no idea. That was bogus. I didn't buy that. He didn't do anything. He couldn't do anything. Jimmy Carter was what a mistake. I never liked the dude. And if I was old enough to vote, I would have no way if I would have ever voted for Jimmy Carter. But Tom Cotton goes on. He left our troops as sitting ducks. And now three are dead and dozens are wounded. Sadly, as I predicted, what happened for months. Well, of course, a lot of us have been doing this. But if the Democrats really cared, oh no, they would have done something. Well, what? Well, you know, we tried to do something, but the Republicans, they just won't let us. They want chaos at the border. They want our troops to die. I mean, these people are just sick. They are literally sick. That Jean-Pierre, whatever, Jean-Pierre, whatever her stupid name is. God, that woman. I mean, this woman is so dumb. She goes out into the forest, and the trees get stupider. She's an idiot. How in the hell can you possibly go out there every day with a straight face and try to convince the nation that the economy's great and Joe Biden is fixing it? He's doing everything he can because Donald Trump ruined the economy. It was Donald Trump. No, Donald Trump was not in office when the economy took a dump. That was you. You did it on day one. You stopped drilling. We're no longer energy independent. You started buying oil from Russia, the Middle East, so they can fund their terror. You are the one who screwed up. You are the one who completely upheaved this economy. The economy is not that good. People are being laid off. There's a lot of people that literally are out of work. Some people are not. But when they go to the grocery store and they try to, load up their cart, they don't seem to realize just exactly how much inflation really is. What used to be, now, I mean, oh, that's only a dollar more than it used to be. That's only, you know, it's only 75% higher. It's only this, it's only that, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, when get to the checkout and your bill is $300 that used to be somewhere around $150, you're like, what are you moving? What the hell just happened? Well, that is your Build Back Better. Build Back Better is total destruction. Build what back? Donald Trump already had it built. It was completed. It was built. It had room. That wasn't completed. But it was built. There's still, you know, things to do, but it was built. You got the foundation, the walls, and the roof. You had it built. You tore it down. And all that, we're going to tear it down and build it back better. Well, what was wrong with our border under control? No inflation. The economy, despite this bogus cockamamie Chinese flu crap, COVID, lockdown. We got to lock down and mask your children. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, mama. We need destruction. We need it. Well, I'm sure people did die, especially when the doctors aren't treating for COVID. They're treating for something else. A lot of these people, you may have COVID, but you got pneumonia. You got to treat pneumonia. I don't know. I just found that whole COVID was never let a good crisis go to waste. That's all that was. They take advantage of these things and they exploit it and they stretch it, exaggerate it. Oh, it's so bad. We go, oh my God. It's like, people, calm down. If you don't have a vaccine, you can't come here. Ugh. You must show proof of your vaccine. Well, there's been 160 attacks on U.S. forces in the region. Iran is responsible. How many more billions of dollars, crates of foreign currency, do we have to give Iran before they stop? Well, they won't. If we're going to keep giving them money, they're going to keep getting more bombs. They're going to keep attacking. You have to choke them financially. It doesn't take a rocket science to figure this out. This is by design. Joe Biden has really no idea what's really going on. Who's really running the White House? Staff members. Incompetent college puke staff members. They all have gender studies degrees. And these people are pathetic. It's amateur hour. We can't have these people. We can't have these people in the White House anymore. America, we've got to stop. Now, I guess even Fox News is out there trying to say that Donald Trump was thinking about RFK Jr. Oh, my God. And why would you be even saying that? And stop with this, oh, the vice president. Well, you know, why don't we wait until he picks him? Whoever it is, I just hope it's not Vivek or Tim Scott. I like both. Vivek, I think, is more of a slow willy. I don't trust that dude. And Tim Scott's all right, but vice president, no. My chance for vice president would be my girl in Arizona. But, you know, I mean, it's his administration. He's going to be the one who's going to ultimately pick. He wants somebody, I hope. You know, and I really liked his last vice president. I just don't understand. I mean, how did he turn so quickly against Donald Trump? I'm wondering, was he paid? Is there something in his closet that he doesn't want anybody to know? Democrats found out about it and say, you do this, you do this, you told the line, or we're going to spill the beans. I have no idea. I don't know what Pence completely go from one side to the other overnight. Bill Barr, I watched his Senate hearing, and there were a lot of people, you know, the pundits, you know, they were giving 2 cents worth on whether he was good or bad or whatever. I didn't know anything about it. Never even heard of the dude. So I watched his hearing, and just the answers he was given, and I just was like, no, man, no. This guy is going to turn on Trump in a heartbeat. This guy is front page bad news, man. So I called my brother. I said, hey, man, I'm watching this. This guy is no good, man. This guy is no friggin' good. I don't know why he picked Sessions. I never liked Sessions to begin with. He was a rhino. He was weak and pathetic. I hated him as a senator. I did. I don't know what he's like in person. I'm sure he's probably a nice guy. I'm sure he is. But he was a horrible senator. He was a terrible conservative. And then he picks him as, I don't know, I didn't like that. But Bill Barr, I just knew. I don't like that dude. You can see it. You can hear it in his voice. Bill Barr, he's arrogant and hubris. I don't like the dude. I don't trust him. And I knew he was going to turn on Trump. And I told my brother that hearing day. I said, he's going to do it. And it didn't take him long, and he did it. He did it. Well, I'd still like to know why we haven't bombed Iran yet. The top story is Trump to appeal E. Jean Carroll's case. And over here to the side, then they go, oh, yeah, we got, by the way, you know, as a side note, we got, you know, we got a few troops that died by, you know, Iran, but there was no malicious intent, you know. Why have we not bombed them? 160 friggin' times? We have to be attacked and we know it's Iran doing the attacks and we are doing nothing? I'm sorry, what? China's probably watching this right now going, hey, boys, you know, this is the time to go into Taiwan. I mean, if they're not going to do anything being attacked, they're not going to attack us. Do we even have a military anymore? We're losing recruitment. People are getting out. Oh, but we're diverse. We got transsexuals. We got, you know, mentally disabled. We got everybody. Mentally retarded. Yeah. We got a strong military, all right. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Look, you're military. And it's not just because I'm ex-military, but I mean, it's only common freaking sense. You've got the entire world that wants to destroy the United States. We need to have the biggest, baddest, most villainous military there ever is. But we have to use it properly. And when we're attacked, yeah, you come after us with a knife, we come after you with a freaking bomb. To hell with the gun. We're going straight to a bomb. We can't let them get away with this anymore. And Republicans, you can't let these people get away with what they're getting away with. Donald Trump and Rudy and anybody. Anybody who says, oh, wait a minute, you lied, which is your right. If you can accuse me of rape, I can accuse you of lying. How is that not just fair? But no, I got to be prosecuted because I called you a liar because you falsely accused me? Well, this is a direct attack. Not only on Donald Trump, but you, me. It's an attack on America. I mean, who needs Iran? Who needs China? Who needs Russia? We got Democrats. We have to fight the war we have in this country first. Screw Ukraine. Look, you got two corrupt countries fighting each other. I don't care. I don't give a damn what happens. I just don't care. This is Europe's problem. This is not the United States problem. Why does the United States, if Europe is so afraid of Russia moving into Europe, well, then step up and do something about it. It's not the United States problem. And plus, they're so corrupt, the only reason why we're giving him money, because he's got information on Joe Biden. And all he has to do is come into America and say, hey, you know, shows up to our Congress, comes into our state, coming into our Capitol building, and tell us, order us to pay him. Shows up at the White House, where's my check, bitch? Oh, hold on a minute. Jill, bring your checkbook. Don't worry there. We're going to get you. Want some ice cream? Jesus Christmas. I don't understand why this is not a story. You've got three men killed, servicemen. And we've been attacked 160 times? Nothing? Yes, I know Trump to appeal that case is a top story. I get it. Yes, absolutely. Well, so is getting attacked 160 times and three soldiers are killed. 25 of them are seriously wounded. To me, I'm just, you know, that's me. I'm a crazy person. Common sense, logic, honor, respect, you know, that kind of stuff. But to me, what Iran is doing to the United States and these three men getting blown to bits by a friggin' drone, that's top story. Why are we not killing them? Why are we not bombing them? Why are we not kicking their ass? Please explain. Well, see, Joe was in, you know, all weekend in Delaware. You know, he can't be bothered, you know. I still think he goes to Delaware to get, you know, like adrenaline shots and all kinds of stuff. I mean, the guy is incoherent. He can't walk. He can't talk. He makes absolutely no sense. And this guy's got the military. The commander-in-chief of our military. Think about that. Well, he's not doing anything because he's slobbering all, drooling all over himself in Delaware, sitting in a rocking chair. Joe has to feed him. Our defense secretary, he decided just to go into a hospital and hang out for a while. God only knows. He's got, I don't know, pancreatic cancer or something, this and that. Well, you know, hey, that sucks, but I mean, I'm sorry, but you can't do your job. You can't have your job. You know, you may want to step down for a period of time and let somebody else come in and do the job because, you know, we got a lot of things going on around the world. I don't know, maybe somebody's not been paying attention or, you know, you didn't read it in the memo. And how in the hell does the president not know that his defense secretary is even in the hospital? You don't have meetings with the guy like every day, including Saturday and Sunday while you're at the beach? Of course you do. You have to. And if you don't, which is obviously they didn't, that's incompetence. What are you doing, Joe? What's going on all over the Middle East? What's going on at our border? What's going on this? What's going on all over the world? And you don't have any conversations at all with your defense secretary? Hello? What? Absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely, absolutely unbelievable. Well, anyway, I went a half hour more than what I had scheduled myself to do. But, I mean, this stuff pisses me off. And I do enjoy coming back. It's going to be hard to come back more often, but I am going to try to do more often. I like to do it in the mornings. I love morning drive. I like to do things in the morning. So catch me in the morning. I was going to go on at 6 this morning, but I didn't make it. Things was going on. I mean, I've been up at 4. I can't sleep half the time. But in any event, I want to thank everybody who's going to listen here in archive. We did have some people in the chat room. Thank you very much. There were some people on the phones. Now, if you do want to talk, all you got to do is press number 1. and I'll bring you on and we'll talk. But if you're going to be a liberal, I'm just going to hang up on you. Because I, you know, you got to cancel us because we have a different point of view than you. Well, then I'm going to have to do the same to you. You know, it's high time we start giving them the exact same treatment that they give us. Doesn't it say that in the Bible somewhere? Treat others as, you know, how you want others to be treated. Well, this is how they want to be treated, and let's give it to them. That's what I'm saying. It's the Christian way. So let's get up and let's do it. Screw them. Look, if we're not going to fight back on what they're doing, then we deserve it. All we got to do is stand up. You know what you do to a bully when he keeps hitting you and hitting you and hitting you? All you got to do is stand up and hit the son of a bitch right in the nose. And he realized, this guy's on a pushover. That's right, we're not. We're not going to take it anymore. But we got to get a little bit angry. We got to be a little more proactive. Give them a little taste of their own freaking medicine. It won't take long. Well, God bless everybody. I want to thank everybody for listening. And I am MAGA all the way. I don't understand how Make America Great Again somehow is racist. Let's make our country great again. Remember when we were great? Well, we kind of slipped and slided. So let's bring us back and let's make this the greatest country in the world. Somehow that's racist. I don't understand liberal logic. Well, liberal logic is an oxymoron. There is no logic in liberalism, zero logic. That's their logic. No sense makes sense. That's who these people are. Well, hopefully I can come back tomorrow, but if I don't, well, then I don't. But hopefully I'll come back tomorrow, try to get in anywhere from 6 to 10 in the morning. So thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning sometime. And that's it. So goodbye, everybody.